Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 28, His Interruption. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Luke 7, verse 13. I have referred to this story many times in funerals and memorial services. Oh, how I wish that every one of those gatherings would have been interrupted by Jesus the way this funeral was. And oh, how thankful I am that it is only a matter of time until Jesus will interrupt the death of all of his children and will command them to rise, and they will come out of their tombs. I can't wait. This story takes place in Nain, a village about 6 miles southeast of Nazareth. Jesus, accompanied by a large crowd, is approaching the village. As they get to the gate, another crowd is coming out in order to bury a young man outside of the city gate, as was the custom. The two crowds meet, an excited crowd and a mourning crowd. Can you imagine a widow losing her only source of financial and emotional support? Her whole world came crashing down. This is why it seems strange that Jesus would say to her, "Do not weep." Why shouldn't she weep? All her hopes and dreams had died together with her son. She couldn't imagine life without him. But she didn't realize that Jesus was the life, victorious over death. Then Jesus does something unimaginable. He touches the untouchable. He came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt. Luke 7, verse 14. Imagine the funeral procession, the woman crying, the coffin holding her precious son, and the crowd accompanying her in the saddest of journeys. Suddenly, Jesus does something totally inappropriate. He touches the casket, and the coffin bearers come to a halt. They hear the voice of Jesus, "Young man, I say to you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. Luke 7 verses 14 and 15. In this story, like in ours, Jesus directs his feelings and actions to the suffering person. The Lord saw her. He felt compassion for her. He spoke to her, and he gave the young man back to her. Jesus knows and understands our pain. He has compassion for our grieving hearts. Soon, he will interrupt the death sleep of our loved ones, and we will hear his words, "Arise! I can't wait for that blessed interruption."
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!